It was a very special weekend if you're a wrestling fan. The world is a better place because you are here to join us. My name is Matt Brown, and I am the host of the Productive Conversations podcast. And we are recording here on Sunday evening, just a mere 15 minutes since WrestleMania 40 closed. And I will say this was one special weekend. And you cannot have a smile. You cannot not have a smile on your face after watching that whole main event, especially. And of course, two nights of captivating, history making, and outright fun and entertaining wrestling. But the thing is, we saw it. You know what I'm talking about. But before we talk about that, I just want to say hello to Ryan and Jose. It's great to see you guys.
How's it going?
What's up?
I am very happy to have two of my great friends, Ryan and Jose, to discuss what we just witnessed as we do our reaction to WrestleMania 40. And obviously, right off the bat, let's talk about it. In fact, I'm going to toss it to the biggest Cody fan I know. Ryan, talk to us what just happened.
What just happened was that the story is not just finished. It's well and truly finished. The Cody Avengers were in full force. The Bloodline was in full force. The Rock threw everything he had. Roman Reigns threw everything he had. But Cody would not be beaten. He did it for Dusty. He did it for us. And Cody Rhodes is your new WWE Undisputed Universal Champion. That's what happened, Matt.
Man. I think we can end the podcast right there. I'm kidding, but damn, it was great. Absolutely incredible. After these last two nights fell in sequence perfectly with each other, we had the night one main event with the Bloodline and Cody and Seth have an amazing tag team match. One of the best we've ever seen. Result in a Bloodline victory, making this championship match Bloodline rules. But ultimately, Cody's still on top, and he is your champion. He completes Roman. He is the one. Cody Rhodes is the one to dethrone Roman Reigns from the greatest title reign we have seen in recent times. Shout out, first things first, shout out to Roman Reigns, holding the title for 1,316 days exactly, from August 2020 all the way to April 2024. And through that, just amazing memories throughout that reign, but it was done right with a 5-star match and Cody being the one to defeat Roman Reigns clean. Well, you know what I mean.
Clean.
Yeah, clean. Yeah. Throughout all that amazing interference, even with some missing elements, but we'll let that pass. But Jose, what do you think about Cody finishing his story? And he's your new champion.
I feel like about freaking time. And I can't wait. This is like, what's the next chapter? Because it's kind of like this kind of like saga, like 2 years in the making, right? So now it's like, what's next? Like the whole landscape has changed.
Yeah.
So now it's like tomorrow. And then, you know, tomorrow night, it's like the biggest Raw of the year. So, you know, like, there's going to be surprises, you know, there's going to be. So you kind of now, you're kind of left in this spot after WrestleMania, before Monday Night Raw. Is like, you're kind of in this spot where you're not sure what's going to happen next. So now you're just waiting, anticipating what's next. So
hey, that's okay, though.
I just wanted to jump in on that, actually, specifically, what you said about a new era. Obviously, Cody being champion is a new era, but I mean, if there was a theme for this WrestleMania, and we're going to talk about this WrestleMania board, this WrestleMania was the tagline of this should be a new era. They made sure everybody and their mother knew this was not He Who Will Not Be Named's WrestleMania. This was Triple H, Paul Levesque's WrestleMania. These are his people. These are his fans. This is his ring. They made it abundantly clear that the old, you know, it's like the old king is gone, long live the king. They are moving on from anything that was from, you know, that old regime. There's a new video package, right? Like, it's just incredible. They had, you know, Stephanie come out and put over Triple H as the greatest promoter of all time. I mean, they did everything to make sure you knew, including changing a bunch of the champions, that this was a brand new WWE. And it feels like a new WWE. I'm excited about this WWE. And I don't know the last time I could truly say that. I've been excited about Cody, obviously. Been excited about the prospect of all of this happening. And now it's here. And thankfully, I'm still happy. I'm still excited about what I'm going to see on Raw and on SmackDown and going forward. Mm-hmm. Because they made it clear this was going to be different. And I believe them. They've done enough that I believe them.
Obviously, the beginning of next year, January 2020, begins the Netflix deal. Yep. Nice little farewell tour, if you will, to cable television wrestling.
At least Raw, yeah.
But yes,
they were definitely for the, like, those 3 days, they were definitely not going to let anybody like shit on it, if you get my drift. They're making sure everybody knew it was Paul. Like, this is Paul's thing. You even had Paul Heyman, like one of the most well-respected promoters, creative minds in the game, said he's a Paul Levesque fan, like, God.
Mm-hmm. Triple H is now Paul Levesque, even though he always was.
Oh, yeah.
Before WrestleMania, they were doing an interview with him. He said it's weird because all the younger people call him Paul. He's known as Paul to a lot of the wrestlers now. But you got a guy like Randy Orton or like Cena who comes back and they'll still call him Hunter because they're used to calling him Hunter. And so he has to like respond to both because, you know, as he straddles these two generations, he's got half of them calling him Hunter and half of them calling him Paul, which I think is just kind of funny. But anyway, got to get into the matches.
Yes. Now focusing on first, we'll go with the first match. It's hard. I guess we'll have them intertwine. Well, the two-night main event, we'll just call it.
Okay.
First things first, the first night main event, night one, was still a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about, you know, talking about the 51-year-old Rock, wondering if he still had enough. Will he get injured? That's probably what I was most concerned about. And ultimately, where will this match go? And for 45 minutes, these four mega superstars gave us a hell of a match. That was so much fun to watch.
Yeah, that match, in my opinion, had almost no business being as fun as it was. Also, just we'll mention it once right now, so whenever I've mentioned it again, it was apparently very cold on the first night. They told us about it 280 times at least. So I was worried about injury too, for The Rock specifically, but honestly for all of them, I was like, you know, it's cold out there. And every single one of them got dumped in water. I got very nervous, or Prime. I was very nervous. I was like, this, you know, because, you know, injury, like you said, Matt, but they, all of them did so good. I don't know about you, Jose, but I was thoroughly impressed with all four, especially The Rock, though.
Yeah, you know, they don't even have to do Rock and Roman at this point.
They should at some point.
Oh, you.
At some point. I know at some point, but I'm saying The Rock, you know, in his last official match, tore his abductor off at a main event WrestleMania. And to think 11 years from then, he still returns anyways. Nothing major has been reported, thank God. And he looked awesome. Obviously, may not be as quick as he once was, but he was still moving at a great rate. So many cool spots, so many spots that looked real dangerous. And credit to Seth and Cody too, pushing it, and Roman really pushing it. He had some of the best wrestling I've seen him do in a long time this past weekend.
Yeah.
And that tag team match, man, it was just, even though you knew what likely was going to happen, just seeing it so how it all unfolded. And I especially like the ending with The Rock clearly being a, seriously showing his great acting skills, man. Like his acting in this whole run, like it's I mean, the range and how transformative. And he's like, wow, it's almost like, man, Rock, you really are pick. You are really proving yourself as a talent. I mean, obviously has been for the last 30 years, but really exploring what range maybe some people didn't think he had. I think that's going to go really far. And, you know, somewhat unrelated, you know, how to do an A24 film, and then I'm sure A24 will keep having you back. You're going to see The Rock make an Oscar run at this point. Why the hell not?
Yeah, I mean, anyways, I don't think WWE will be a part of that Oscar run, but he's showing a range, and honestly,
yeah,
the entirety of that tag team match was hinging on The Rock's, not his wrestling performance, but his performance outside of wrestling. You know, the whole Mama Rhodes stuff, you know, threatening the referee. The whole match was basically revolving around how convincing The Rock could be as the final boss. And this character is great. And I don't think I don't think this is the end of the final boss, Matt. Yes. I think we will see him come back a few more times. He basically said as much in his press conference after last night's Mania. But yeah, and I'll be honest, when Roman hit the spear on Rock, they had me. I was like, oh my God, is Cody going to win? I was like, are they going to have Cody and Seth win? Is the split coming now? Is the bloodline going to explode tonight? The Rock going to go home with Jimmy and with Solo, and Roman's going to truly have to do this alone? They had me hook, line, and sinker. For a while, I was like, oh my God, this is the end. And obviously it wasn't, but they ended up doing what I thought they would do. But yeah, no, I bought in to the whole thing, all 45 minutes of it.
And how about this, the selling of that spear? It looked like he genuinely broke his ribs or something.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's great. And Roman looked shocked when he hit him. Roman, like, when he started
that, hurt my stomach.
You know, like a shout out to that too. When Roman realized that he had got busted open, the way he reacted to that, I don't think he was overacted at all. I think it was a perfect amount. It was very good. Everyone did very well. Again, Seth and Cody wrestled their hearts out. that was their job in this. You know, Rock was going to do all the acting, and they did it, and it was great.
Yes, The Rock carried that match, man.
Oh, and carried the acting of that match, the emotion of the match.
Yes, and the still
Rock's
great.
Rock's never been a technician. He was never going to carry the actual match, but he was the emotional center of that match.
Carry the part that matters.
well, it depends on who you ask. But yes, The Rock was a huge piece of that. I would think you would agree, Jose.
I agree, but I mean, that's nothing new. Back in the Attitude Era, this is just him in the Attitude Era. Well, for me, I mean, of course, I'm an Attitude Era guy. I was pretty much watching that. That's like a Tuesday to me, how he used to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, when he was doing it full time, that's what it was. That's why this has been such a good run. It wasn't, you know, The Rock came back for a big match and a bunch of, you know, or for like, this wasn't The Rock coming back to hit Eric Rowan, right? This was a real return and a real character. And like you said, this was like when Rock was on Raw, or, you know, all those years ago. That was the point.
The best time in wrestling, the Attitude Era. Yeah,
you mean the Triple H era?
I have to say, you keep saying Triple H era wrong.
Triple H era was like early 2000s. Where it was
this Triple H era.
They literally coined that. You know what I mean? All right, now let us talk about this next match, the main event. Obviously, from a wrestling standpoint, pretty damn exhilarating. I mean, do anything on the wrestling you want to talk about before we just go into the, you know, real motion of it? Like,
the last match?
Yeah, of tonight.
Oh, tonight's match or like the tag team match?
No, tonight's match.
Yeah, now we're on Cody versus Roman 2.
It's just basically what I thought it was going to happen, except for the Undertaker spot. I wasn't expecting that one. But
in terms of the wrestling, I think I might enjoy the match better last year.
Right.
I think it was a better wrestle match. This match was cool because they did each other's moves. And yeah. That was a nice little thing to make this stand out. Like they started hitting one another with their own finishes in an attempt to pin one another. And when the crossroads didn't work, Roman, I know this is not like match stuff, but he was perfect. He said, this is a piece of shit move. I thought that was, again, I just thought that was perfect. When he hit the crossroads and didn't get the pin, he goes, I knew that wouldn't work. but I really like that bit of it. The specifically in terms of like the actual in-ring stuff, using each other's moves. I thought it was nice to show like the depth of their rivalry.
Yeah.
That this is 2 years in the making, that they know each other well, that they've faced off, even though they've only faced off one-on-one twice. They've been at odds with one another for such a long time that they can do each other's moves. They you know, I thought that was a really good like in-ring
symbolism
thing. Yeah, it was very writing. Good in-ring. Yeah.
Now, the best way to go about this is actually just go on the beats, beat by beat, to break it down. First, where you have Jimmy Uso come out, then you have Jay. Jay throwing Jimmy off the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Did we like that a little bit? Did it make we could get a little bit in their underwhelming match, if you will, but did you at least like that spot of them going at it?
Yeah, we'll probably talk about their match next. It was fine. I knew that was going to happen. But it was weird, in my opinion. Like, there was no one else to do it. Right, they had to have Jay take out Jimmy. That was the only way that they could take Jimmy out, and I get that, and so I'm fine with it. But given what we had seen between the two of them, it was strange. But it got Jimmy out, and honestly, they didn't harp on it, which I think is good. If they had Jimmy and Jay back and forth in the ring for a long time, that would have been worse. They hit each other a few times, super kick off the stage they went, and then they disappeared until the end of the night. So I thought it was fine the way they did it. Personally,
yeah, then I agree.
Then from there, we have Solo doing his solo shenanigans, literally doing the same thing, crossroads to the back, that spear and
the spike
and spear combo looked like it legitimately hurt. And then for the first time since the fall, John Cena comes back in his gear. I don't care. That was so fucking lit. Goosebumps the minute really? You hear those trumpets. Yeah, it was awesome.
That was great.
Getting his revenge, doing the AA on the table. That was awesome. I know Cena came out, he can't do much, but for what he did in his 5 minutes, A++ seeing this iconic dude. Jose, why are you hating on Johnson?
Well, it kind of, let's be honest. Well, one, what took him so long? Jesus Christ. Sokoa's beating the crap out for like 10 minutes.
That's what?
Before he came. That's stupid.
Had to get his song key, though. The song wasn't ready. He had to go to production and get his song ready.
Okay, cool, Ryan. The next, if we ever at the bar and someone's beating the crap out of you, I'm going to go to the DJ. Hey, can you put my song on?
I need my song. You better hold him off till I get my song on.
Yeah. Everybody, hold on. Give me 2 seconds, guys. Stupid. And then I couldn't stop paying attention to his boss spot. And he kept combing that hair back like Donald Trump style.
He's so self-conscious.
That was maddening, especially when they tried to do that, when he faced with The Rock, that face-to-face, that turn in the heads. And when he turned back, you saw that freaking boss
spot. That was like, still clear good.
As day. That so
that was still good.
The point is Cena, no matter what he looks like, it's Cena
stop
there.
It.
And I'll say this, when Cena took the shirt off, when The Rock came out, I was like, this is awesome, actually. And I'm not a huge Cena guy. But I was like, he's ready to fight. He was ready to fight. Yeah, The Rock came out.
I'm sorry, you know the best part of the whole Cena thing?
What?
Is the one where he says he can't see me, and 2 seconds, he just gets rock bottom. And
well, speaking of that, The Best Rock part. Does come out. So excited to see The Rock again in another one of his outfits we haven't seen since the 90s. But it was great seeing The Rock. Then, yes, having the stare down Cena and The Rock. And then,
The Rock time for the third time at WrestleMania.
Rock bottom gets the belt. And then, done. Undertaker.
Oh, we missed a bit.
Which one did I skip?
Seth.
Oh, you're right. I was going to do Seth
after. Shit. Yo, Seth
time out. I first want to talk about Undertaker first.
Okay.
And then Seth, because the Seth was obviously more meaningful.
Right.
But for the Undertaker coming out for a second, no matter what, when you hear those bells, the goosebumps right down your spine, as a legitimate foe of The Rock at one time, it's great seeing him. Pretty solid choke slam. That was dope. Am I right?
It was, and yeah, he's been feuded with both Rock and Roman, very high profile. Undertaker has, so I thought it made perfect sense. Obviously, he didn't do the full getup, which some people might dislike, but you know, he's retired.
Yeah, it's totally, we give a pass, but I have to say it. We did not see Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And that's okay.
That's a bum. I mean, it is okay, but it would have been nice. And you know, with all those little hints they get, I don't, must have been unintentioned. Okay. But any of those hints, I would have liked to see one more stare down between The Rock and Stone Cold. But I guess you have to do that in WWE 2K24.
Ryan, did you just say that's okay?
Here no, we go. Here's why it's okay. Truly, here's why it's okay. So we got Stone Cold 2 years ago. We got Stone Cold in a real match that was really good. And Stone Cold, I mean, we talk about how limited The Rock is in the ring. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we can all agree, though, that The Rock is in so much better ring shape, regular shape, all shapes, whatever shape you want, octagon, hexagon. He's in better shape than Steve Austin. Steve Austin has two robotic knees. Don't even deny it. He had robotic knees when you liked him. And those knees are now rusty.
I'm sorry, Ryan. My God.
He had a great match 2 years ago. We didn't need it. We needed somebody to take out The Rock. And if it had been Stone Cold, great. But we had Undertaker do it with the chokeslam, and I think that was totally fine. I think that leaving Steve Austin at WrestleMania 38 and that awesome, awesome main event with Kevin Owens is, in my book, that's just as well.
Ryan, two things. It's like, let's give you the best example I can think of. It's like you wait in Christmas morning, you get up, you go open that present, you think you're getting a brand new PlayStation freaking 5 and you're getting excited. You know what you end up getting? A PlayStation 3. A Frisbee. 3. A Frisbee version. Well, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't disrespect the Undertaker like
yeah,
that.
But yeah, that was massive disrespect to the Undertaker.
No.
You got a PlayStation freaking 3. He barely could stand the hell up. You saw him try to choke Sam the Rock? It looked like he was about to fall. Two is this. Austin coming down, I'm not expecting Austin to come down and give you an Iron Man match. I expect Austin, you hear the glass break, him coming down his little freaking little ATV. He comes down, freaking Rock's face. He takes the Stone Cold Stunner and does a little hoppity hop, whatever he does after he takes the stunner. And you call it a freaking day. And he goes off his merry way.
I agree with that.
Listen. Here's what I'll say, and this is the nonsense I had to listen to for a year after WrestleMania 39. Nobody promised you a PlayStation 4, Jose. No one told you that Steve Austin was going to be there. He was not advertised. He was not on commentary. He wasn't even in Philadelphia, so far as I know. So the fact that you thought you were getting a PlayStation 4 when all mom and dad bought you was a PlayStation 3, that's a Jose problem. There's a lot of people who feel that way.
And that's
a lot of people who didn't listen to their mommy and daddy because they were very clear that The Undertaker was going to be there. Want to know how I know? Because I told you all on this podcast 1 week ago, The Undertaker was going to be there. And then you're like, he's not going to be in The Rock. But I said, all right, maybe he'll do something else. I'm not saying he's going to be in that match. I said, I know for a fact that The Undertaker is at WrestleMania this year. No, he's not coming back. Stay retired. No, listen, mommy and daddy told us what was going to happen. We knew about the PlayStation 3. You people just didn't pay attention.
It's Christmas. It's WrestleMania.
What about Cena posting?
It's a house show.
What about Robin? Cena posting?
Cena posted an Austin. Steve Austin.
Cena doesn't work there, first of all.
Yes, he does.
Oh, does he?
He does. He's contract employee.
You know what I mean. He doesn't work there for real.
He still works there.
He's an actor who works there, first of all. And second of all, that was about him. He was promoting himself being there. Did I see the Cena stuff and say, oh, Steve Austin's coming back. Every time he goes, it says Cena's coming back.
Where did these rumors start?
Where did what rumors start? The Undertaker ones?
No, Stone Cold coming back.
I don't know. I think Jose, because he's real mad about it.
One. All right, let's think of it. Undertaker was a backup plan. Two. Oh, he was definitely a backup plan.
He's been announced for 3 weeks.
He's been announced, but he was announced that you don't know what he was gonna do. Okay, he was a backup plan. Let's
I'll
be
admit
honest.
That. No
They
one
were
said he was
shooting.
gonna do that.
They were shooting for Austin. Let's, whatever reason it didn't come down, they're like, "Hey, you know what? I got this 60-year-old guy over here. He ain't doing shit. Let me just put him in there. They'll still pop for him. Why not? Let's go for it. Cool."
As
And
opposed to
two,
the 59-year-old guy
my biggest thing,
on his quad.
my biggest thing I have issue with. When you think of The Rock, you do not think Undertaker whatsoever. You think Rock. You think Austin. Period. End of story. There's no second guessing that one.
This won The Rock's match. This wasn't about The Rock. This is about
this,
Cody.
This,
and
this,
fucking,
this part
Roman.
Is, yeah, this
no.
part right here is Rock.
No,
you think
none
Sokoa,
of it was
Sokoa, Cena? Because Sokoa, what did the Cena? You think of Jay and Jimmy because
no.
they're a little beef. You think of freaking Rock? You don't think of freaking The Undertaker at all.
This had nothing to do with that. It was about numbers. They needed a legend to take out a legend. They found that. This is ridiculous. We spent
one,
this
yeah,
much time
right.
on an Undertaker return. Every other year, we'd be so happy, but
nobody
no, it
cared.
Wasn't so.
Nobody
That's exactly
cared about
it,
the nobody cared about the Undertaker return in the last 5 years. He's old. He's done. COVID year.
So is The Rock.
Let him ride off. Let him ride off. But he can still do it. We know Undertaker can't do it no more. He can do two moves. You're done. Stay home.
I hope they do Rock versus Cody in Saudi Arabia because Cody is going to make The Rock look twice as old as The Undertaker. That's
hope,
a fact.
You know what? You know what? I hope they do Rock versus Undertaker just for you. Just
I do
like
too.
The Rock versus Undertaker.
They can collectively go 3 minutes. Yeah. It's a choke slam reversal into a people's elbow to the Rock bottom. That's the whole match.
if that match ever happens, people, and if you thought the Undertaker entrance was long, it's 10 times longer because this old ass is gonna take longer steps to get to the ring.
Exactly. He'll have to bring his brother Kane. To help him out.
Yeah.
Now,
big fat guy, yeah. Go ahead.
Obviously, the other big return, and he returned after a 3-hour absence, was Seth Rollins coming back in his Shield attire. First, when you heard the Shield music, for a second, did you also think that somehow somebody made a deal, or John Moxley says, "I don't give a fuck, Tony Khan, I'm coming anyways, and we will figure out the lawyer stuff after, but I must be there for this Shield moment." But Seth came out, was the only one, but that still was pretty cool.
Yeah, I want to say that I was smarter than that, and that I wasn't such a fanboy that I didn't let my brain turn off, but I did. When it was the Shield song instead of Seth's song, I said, "Oh my God, did they do it? Did they do it?" And it wasn't. I got to the point where I was saying to my wife, I was like, "I just need to see who it is," because it took forever to show. I was like, "I don't even care at this point if it's Seth." I was like, "I'm losing my mind. I need to know who's there." And so, like, I mean, thankfully they showed me very quickly afterward, and it was Seth, and it was good. But Jose mentioned that Seth kind of got the short end of the stick this WrestleMania, and I agree.
I'm a Seth fan.
I mean,
now
some
this.
People said that if it looked like he might be leaving the company. I doubt that very strongly because he's said a lot of very bad things about every other company on the planet. So my guess is maybe he's going away for a little bit, like vacation or something. Him and Becky both kind of had like a good stopping point where they could disappear for 2 months or whatever. Maybe. I don't know. It felt like a goodbye, the way that they treated the both of them, which we'll talk about later. But I mean, can't be forever because, again, he has made fun of everyone and their mother. He has gone after Will Ospreay, Tony Khan. I mean, the only person he hasn't made fun of on AEW is Jon Moxley. He's the only person he won't say a bad thing about. So, there's no way he's leaving. But it was a very weird use of Seth Rollins all weekend, but certainly in this last match.
Can I say, though, but first about the – if they ever did pull off that, just the AEW people they stuck anyways. There's a story. It's an urban legend, but it's been confirmed. I think it's been tongue in cheek confirmed. Long story short, we obviously know the JFK murder. You know the Zapruder film. Mm-hmm. The film wasn't shown to the public till the late 70s, but they were aware somebody got the footage allegedly. Mm-hmm. So apparently, the legend goes, this urban legend goes, that they saw someone get the assassination live on camera, right? Which, you know, obviously would be the most valuable thing you could get at that time. So apparently, I don't know if it was Dan Rather himself or Dan Rather, somebody Dan Rather hired to literally go. The story goes that Abraham Zapruder, who actually shot it, the story goes that CBS told somebody to go to his house, beat him up, and take the film anyways. And they said, we will deal with the lawyers after this happens. Wow. Again, I don't know if it's true. I know the story. It's definitely an urban legend, but I don't know if that's actually true. But the point I'm bringing is, sometimes you could be in so much power that you're like, you know what? I'm going to do this anyway. We'll have the lawyers deal with it after. Didn't happen AEW in WWE this time, but it was pretty cool, to say the least. But the thing is, with the Seth and dressing in the Shield attire, you have this moment here in the story of the match. Roman has the chair. He could either finish off Cody once and for all, finish his story, continue his reign, and get this huge win for his career, or will he finally get the revenge off Seth Rollins in the literal Shield attire? What, 12 years, 10 or 12 years since Seth Rollins screwed him and hit him in the back, and he chose to hit Seth anyways. That is some cinema right there. That is legitimate cinema.
It is.
Talk about that opinion, Ryan. You could even break it down better than me. That was the best part of the match next to the pin, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, they've gone back to that specific, the chair shot well twice now. Obviously, this time with Seth, him finally getting his revenge on Seth, doing it to him. And then once when Sami Zayn turned on Roman, he did the same thing. They set it up and they hit him in the back with the chair, like Seth did. I'll say this is the second time now that Seth and Roman have interacted like this in that Shield garb. Seth won that match. It was by DQ, but he did win that match. So they've actually really well established that Seth Rollins, for as much as Roman is the top guy, has always, in a way, had Roman Reigns' number. Mm. And I do like that they made sure to keep that. It was the one thing that kept Seth from being completely irrelevant in all this. Is that when you really think about it, and most people didn't, which is why we had all of the, you know, the bad takes online. But when you really think about it, Seth is consistently the only person who has had Roman's number. And so that happened tonight. You know, he got under Roman's skin again for the fifth, sixth, seventh time. And it cost Roman the match. And if they're both going away, then I would love for them to both come back and face one another. Cody will be there. Rock will be there. They can figure all that out later. I would love to get that match one-on-one. No title on the line, but just one-on-one. Get that match so we can have a definitive winner. You know, no DQ, none of that. Just someone pin someone. I think it'd be great for them. It'd be great for Roman, who I presume would win.
Dude, man, that was the best part of the match next to the finish, was seeing that conflict. I mean, I don't know, what is WWE? Did they find the great screenwriters and they're implementing them into this? Because I love that, man.
Well, Brian really Gewirtz is a part of all this right now. He used to be the Raw writer. He writes for, you know, $7, right? So maybe that was him.
Having legitimate, you know, screenwriters, if you will. Like, that was insane, great, insanely powerful character development.
It's Seth at the end. I got a little nervous. You know, he'd do something.
Really,
but...
Are we really serious? How great this that piece of crap? 2 seconds.
What do you mean? Don't you get the conflict though? That
I get the
he
conflict.
Essentially is from this. He no, essentially threw
off.
Away his
y'all
reign.
Y'all overtaking
to
this
take
crap.
Over a personal matter.
No, that's the thing. Back in the day, Jose, I would agree with you. Back in the Vince McMahon, sorry, I said his name. Sorry, era. Yes. That would be me and Matt trying to come up with a logic to a reason that didn't exist.
Wait.
But Brian Gewirtz is a real writer. The Rock brought in real writers for all the Bloodline stuff. This was nothing is accidental. Roman Reigns said it last night in the press conference. Nothing is by accident. Nothing is a throwaway line. This is not business as usual. This is not your coveted Attitude Era where all they needed was an ass and they could get TV time. Everything on TV matters, and this is the new era that we're in.
Seth Rollins is a Raw guy, right? Am I correct?
For now.
And Roman Reigns is a SmackDown guy.
For now, yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure we just clarify that. Thank you. What kind of crap are y'all thinking? What are y'all smoking right now? It's a 2 second thing. You let
I can explain where I saw that.
He let his pissed offness from 12 years ago run and blind him for 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's what happens. That happens.
That's it. Who cares?
Michael Cole said it.
I don't care. You
that's
know
where
I care
this character
more?
Development is.
You know,
there are people who literally will ruin their life because of something they were mad at 10 years ago.
But
do you want me to put examples?
Nobody's going to care. You know what I care? Seth Rollins busted his ass for a year with that, or whatever months he's been with that stupid title to make it a big thing. And you know, the biggest night in the world. Night one, he takes it out. Night two, he takes it out. And then try to make this save the day. He looks like a big dummy. Get in the ring, done.
Well, that's what you could argue with Roman. Did it wasn't his? I mean, his brotherhood, that bitterness that ended his reign, making that split decision.
Yeah. You know what's gonna happen? You know what's gonna else happen? You know what's gonna happen right after now? That nobody's gonna care. Roman Reigns ain't gonna show up until SummerSlam. So ain't nobody gonna give a crap about this.
Well, that's where this all has to, all this long-term storytelling has to
exactly
prove itself and make the beats for that.
They will absolutely care about this when the time comes.
They will not come. They will not care because we already know where this is going.
The Shield triple threat will outsell half of anything that was on Raw in the 90s. The Shield people are in the Shield men, the men of the Shield, that's including Jon Moxley, are the three most popular superstars in wrestling today.
Jon Moxley.
Yes,
Jon Moxley.
Yeah,
how many Jon Moxley shirts you see out there? Do you see AEW has? A
he's
John
the
Moxley
only reason
out?
That AEW is a company. Without Jon Moxley, AEW would have closed a year ago. He's keeping an entire wrestling promotion open by himself.
I like Jon Moxley.
You're wrong, Jose. You're wrong, Jose. You're wrong, and I get that. I've been on a kick for a month, and I'm probably going to do it until they fire me from all my jobs. Anyone over 40 has the worst wrestling takes on the internet. This the clip. The
Ryan.
Attitude era is over. The new era has begun.
I don't care. Yes. That got a 5K on YouTube this week.
Attitude
Keep
era.
Keep saying that. Keep bringing it down.
You are like, I don't know what you're drinking right now, or you had a party. Well, someone must have spiked it because you were talking garbage right now, John.
No, I'm talking the truth.
Jon Moxley, not even top 10.
I mean, of all time? Sure, I agree with that.
Not all time popularity right now. He's not even top 10.
All right, go ahead. 10.
Are we? Well, we go Rock, Roman.
No. Fuck The Rock. The Rock will be gone doing a crappy indie movie in the next 3 years to try and win a goddamn Oscar.
Okay,
he's never going to
okay,
get
go
it.
Okay, go
Rock. He's not a wrestler.
Go Roman. That's one.
That's one.
Cody.
Sure.
Seth.
Okay.
Well, let's go. I even say Jey Uso because I see more Jey Uso. Right? Oh,
Jey
come
Uso,
on now.
We'll do his match next. Jey Uso is not one of the top three wrestlers of all time.
No, I didn't say all time.
You heard me. No.
Okay, let me ask Jon Moxley. What was his best match?
I don't know. Anything he did with Kenny Omega?
Thank you very much. Come on. That exploding match? Are you giving me that exploding match?
Exploding match. The lights out.
Nobody cares.
Second of all.
No, so you already ruined it. You already ruined it because when you go to Kenny Omega versus Jon Moxley, you go straight to that match.
No, you go to the lights out match. That's what I'm like.
You need to stop it. Come on.
All right. We got to talk about WrestleMania. Come on. It's getting late. We got to talk about WrestleMania.
I do agree with Ryan on that one. But again, the main thing there is Roman choosing revenge on his brother in Seth Rollins instead of finishing the match will be one of those decisions for the character development that people will remember for a long time coming.
Could be. We'll have to see when they
all
get back.
Ultimately, after that, and Cody finally has opportunity with no one around to interfere, does one more move on Roman and goes for the pin. And there it was, the moment we've all been waiting for, especially in the last 12 months. And it's been a very stressful 12 months for a lot of people. but at least for one night, that all goes away by seeing someone immensely deserving of being a champion. The moment seeing Cody win that title.
There's no words, right? It was what everyone went on for 2 years. Like, we've talked about this a million times. It's weird. Like, obviously, this is the big moment.
With all types of people, all various shows.
You'd think we'd have a ton to say about it, but really we don't. We said what we needed to say. We said it last year, that this is what the people wanted. And finally, the people got what they wanted.
And it was pretty awesome seeing it.
Yes,
and
it
then seeing the Cody Avengers come out with my man LA Knight. Randy.
Yeah, that was weird. Why was LA Knight?
Yeah, why
Shut
was
up.
He?
Because he's a Cody Avenger. Because he's friends with Cody.
Okay, that's fine.
Take a picture of that screenshot of all the wrestlers in there, you can tell right really real good that LA Knight is the odd man out in that freaking thing.
I agree with Jose on this one. Anyways. It is strange that he was there. I mean, he did. He was a part of like the people that Roman beat. You know what I mean? Like, he was a part of all that. So I guess, but everyone else had a more direct connection to Cody.
Right.
That he, meaning Knight, never had. Knight was totally by himself. Kind of the Cody replacement. When Cody was on Raw and couldn't fight Roman,
I totally agree.
So it was a little weird that LA Knight was
He
there,
was but. Deserving of it one way or the other. But we also had Cena. We had Randy, who was there from the beginning, a mentor. Sami Zayn.
Kevin.
Jay. Then CM Punk was there, who Matt likes now, for now. Kevin Owens. And then, first, obviously, having him bring out Bruce Prichard and Triple H and Paul was a very sweet moment. And then, most importantly, Cody bringing out his family. His wife, Brandy, was there. Mama Rhodes, that was definitely a special moment. Him giving that title to her. And then with the father-in-law as well. And then his sister. And then I just assume other family members who all enjoyed a very wholesome moment.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I like that. Yes, it was nice.
It was
very
nice.
Very Kofi Mania, the family and friends coming into the ring to celebrate.
That's right. And then that's it. That was it. That was your main event, and you have a memory that lasts a long time, especially if you're a Cody fan.
Yeah.
Before we get to the rest of the show,
yeah.
But anything else on this very wholesome moment, where I will say one thing. I'm on Twitter a lot. I am a part of all the sports Twitter, of all the entertainment Twitter, and everyone right now is having something to say about Cody Rhodes. And I haven't brought out this theory a lot, but everybody's low-key a big wrestling fan, where I have Jalen Brunson, Nick Great right now, say great job, Cody. My cousin, Rachel, I didn't even know she watched wrestling. We have Clay Travis, one of the enemies of the internet. He has something to say about this.
Positive or negative?
Positive. He said this was some of the best things ever. I mean, all these people coming out showing their love. The NFL aggregator accounts out there saying stuff. This is an awesome story, man. This is cool to see everybody give wrestling its flowers right now.
This is the entirety of this wrestling pay-per-view summed up. Like we said at the beginning, Cody Rhodes winning the title is a new era. This is not a return to the Attitude Era. This is something new. And frankly, get on board, because it's the best thing they've produced since the 90s. I think when it's all said and done, we're going to see the streaming numbers, we're going to see the revenue, and we're going to say that this is the single greatest period in WWE history. And I understand that people of a certain age will disagree with that, and that's totally
Jesus
fine.
Of course.
But this is the new era. This is the Cody Rhodes era. And yes, the entire internet's coming together to talk about this is exactly why. That's my only evidence I need. Everyone's talking about this because this is wrestling back at its peak, or darn near as close as it's been since the 90s. And it's only going to get better.
Are you serious?
Part of the mainstream culture, guys. That's one thing to say.
What? Like, it was in the 90s. Hasn't been since then. So I'm right. This is as good as it's been since the 90s.
Ryan is right. Okay, Jose, here we go.
But if you look at ratings,
I'm gonna look at
'90s. Well, if you look at ratings, there were like fours and threes.
Ready? We're right now, Triple H is talking to me on my phone because they didn't have this in the '90s. The
that ratings is awesome. Don't matter. I love it. I mean, you are. It is hard to compare a rating system that is irrelevant to streaming now. It's all about streaming. It's all about streaming numbers.
Is Raw still getting ratings? Is who's streaming Raw?
They, I mean,
streaming Raw.
It's more about the online engagement that they have to measure now.
I stream it from TV, but there's an entire show on Twitter right now, or X, whatever. The speed is an entire thing.
Yeah, but nobody cares about speed.
No, but they do care. That's the where you're wrong. You're still wrong. God. They do care.
Oh, you do? Do you care? Do you, yes. What was the first match?
Ricochet versus what's his name? Ivar.
Ricochet.
Oh, so you care about Ricochet and Ivar? They're the big dogs, right? They're the future heavyweight champions.
In the 3-minute match, sure.
You know what? You need to stop. There was a Velocity show back in the day. Shotgun
and
Saturday.
No one watched it.
Freaking crap. Nobody's watching Speed either.
But I think the one thing that
it's
Ryan.
Going viral.
One of
That's
the points
the point
Ryan
I'm
is making clear here is the fact that wrestling has its place in the mainstream conversations. That's all. That's is important and significant.
I do agree.
So that's a win for all of us. And when I asked, I asked this during our first WrestleMania we covered, when will wrestling be cool again? And it is. And you know, there's still people who will be ignorant about it. And at this point,
you know,
I have to say,
well, I mean, ignorance fine.
You going on, not you ignorant. I mean, people just 1 second. And I definitely want to hear your guys' points. But for just any of those people who want to try to still clown it, these are the same people who watch Love is Blind, who watch Siesta Key, that watch some other sport absurd thing. We all have our things we like. Who cares at the end of the day? There are people, and it's the same if you're, I don't care if you're a Swiftie, people think that's weird, or if you're a wrestling fan, or if you're an NFL fan. We all can be part of fandoms and still have a larger conversation about it. Not saying you have to be a fan, but at least understand these are entities that make people happy in a time where it's really hard to be a human being. So shouts to wrestling for this weekend to show why it's worth talking about.
Absolutely. Like what you like.
Seriously.
Don't
that's
but don't
I'm
tell me I'm
assemble.
Wrong.
Jose, were you about to say something else?
You realize that you guys are, I think if we even go take away ratings, attendance back in the 90s, you had two different shows, Monday Nitro and Monday Night Raw, packed as hell. You can't even fill half the freaking room AEW.
Stop. Well, AEW, sure. I'm not talking about AEW.
But that's what
AEW.
I'm saying. Monday night, you had two different shows. Crap. WCW was crap. And that bad boy will be filled to the Raptors. You go
they
to
have,
AEW.
Like, everybody on their roster. Hulk Hogan. Sting.
Are you
Rick
freaking
Flair?
Serious?
Go before we move on. We have to move on. It's getting late. Just tell me that Hulk Hogan wasn't a big star in the 90s. I need it on camera. And then we'll continue.
Hulk Hogan was, after 97, he wasn't.
That's not what I said. I said in the
90s. After 97, he wasn't. I'm being legit.
After 97, that sounds similar to the time that WWE started to go up.
If you go 90s,
WCW started going down.
Okay, here's your problem. No, it was 99 it was going down. Here's your thing. Hulk Hogan, you think Hulk Hogan was big in the 90s? Are you serious? No, actually, was it? Go look at WrestleMania 8, 9, and 10. Trash. And he wasn't even in 10.
NWO is 90s,
hold on. Yeah, for 1 year. You're giving him 1 year. 2 years more tops. Out of 10 years, you give him 2 years. I'll give you that. Out of 10. Right. He was trash in the early 90s, and he was trash at the end of the 90s. You give him 2 years in between. Really, Hollywood Hogan was only good for 2 years in the NWO, and he wasn't really that big. It was Hall and Nash was the whole bullcrap in the Sting storyline.
And yet,
you take that
it
away,
was Hogan
he was
who
trash.
Got the match with The Rock. Weird how that happens. We gotta continue with the show.
Yeah. Anyways, listen, all about sacrifices. You want to know, literally, my favorite television show of all time ended tonight. Literally the last episode was during the main event, but we're still here.
Who was the last episode? Hey, Mr. Cooper?
No, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And, man, but we're still here, and it was worth it. But I just learned it's a sign of the times because there's definitely no streaming. I'm watching that. But it makes this possible, and it was. I will say though, it was worth. Say if I had only an option, the way they presented the Cody win made it worth it. But last but not least on that is just seeing at the end him and his wife was a really sweet moment, and the mother.
Absolutely love that family stuff's always great.
All right, after 50 minutes on just two matches,
let's continue. We're gonna have to run through a lot of these because it's getting late. But luckily, some of these were really. Not that great. So
yes, I will say as a whole, maybe WrestleMania 40. It wasn't a bad show.
And I thought it was a great show.
Let's say if last year was an S tier, this is an A tier.
Yeah, I'll give that. I think last year was better, minus the ending.
Right.
Personally.
Okay. I have to go into the World Heavyweight Championship match. We first had Seth and Drew put on a hell of a fat show to start night two. Yeah. And after Drew had what was a legitimate wholesome moment, finally winning a championship in front of fans.
Not wholesome.
Family. Sweet. Fine. If you don't want to say it's sweet, I say wholesome, but you could say sweet. Him and his family. Mm-hmm. And then we had my worst nightmare. And honestly, I said it on this. If freaking Damian Priest won the title, walks out, a lot was being at risk. But good thing the main event made up for it, because seeing that, all I asked was one damn night. You could have do it for 24 hours. You could have do it for 5 minutes. He cashes in. I know Drew. I guess I can understand the story aspect, which I will give credit to. You know, Drew was so obsessed with CM Punky. Didn't focus on what could have happened. And yeah, this is what was a result. Even on our well-performing Drew content this week, ultimately, Drew does not come home with the World Heavyweight Championship. Damian Priest wins. Sigh. Okay. Oh, man. I will give the benefit of the doubt that there is more to this, and that I will be patient for. But regardless, though, Drew, Damian Priest being the one, not good in that sense. I do think the cash in was fair and good, but it's just him specifically and that stable that I can't stand.
Well, yeah, you don't like.
So that. my biased opinion is subjective in that I didn't want to see it, but I understand why the move was made, and I give the benefit of the doubt for the writers to show why this will make more sense coming down. But pretty shocking to start the show, right?
It was. This was a hot way to start the show with a great match. Jose, though, you think he's not resigned? You think he's gonna leave? Drew, I mean.
That's it. I think he's signed. It just doesn't make sense sticking. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, the whole CM Punk thing doesn't make sense to continue that and just drop it.
Yeah, I mean, unless that was it, you know, he injured Punk, so Punk took the title from him, and they're never going to follow it up again. I mean, listen, I guess you can never, as much as I made my jokes, you can never count out the fact that Tony Khan seems to be willing to take his own personal money out of a bank and give it to any professional wrestler who's willing to come to AEW. So, and if Drew is looking for a lighter schedule, AEW will give him a lighter schedule. Although I think WWE would give him a lighter schedule if he wanted one, if he negotiated for it. But yeah, I don't know. I still don't believe that he's gone. I really don't. And I hope he's not, because they need him. They need to back the money truck up to wherever he lives, in Scotland or Florida or both. But I like the cash in. Obviously, I knew Matt wasn't going to because of who was doing it, but take away the fact that it was Damian Priest and it was a good cash in.
Which I said,
yeah, no, you said that. Yeah, you absolutely said that. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. I think personally, this still leads to the dissolution of the Judgment Day. I don't believe that this saves
that is
them.
Amazing to hear.
I think that now Rhea and Damian are both looking like potentially the leader of Judgment Day. And so at some point they're gonna collide. Dom is already 2 feet out of the stable, joining up with Santos Escobar on SmackDown. And again, by next month when they do their draft, I know Jose doesn't, the draft is in a month, Jose. And by next month when the draft happens, I think we'll see Dom.
Yeah, I'll be in Monday Night Raw for the first night of the draft.
Well, there you go. So you may see Dom leave. yeah, I think that this is actually going to make it worse for the Judgment Day, not better, now that they've got two alphas in their little group. And I think that's the story going forward. I think that's the story they're going to play up. I don't know exactly how they pay it off. I have my ideas. Check out Daily DDT for some of those. That should be going out tonight or tomorrow morning. But either way, we'll see.
They're going to explode it, but I don't think they're going to explode the way you think. I think Judgment Day stays. I think they're going to turn Damian Priest face like they were going to do from the beginning.
So
and
do
I think
I.
you're. They're gonna set the feud up where he gets betrayed.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with this.
Finn Balor, and that's your SummerSlam match. Yeah, I think you're gonna have a triple.
Finn, JD, and Rhea, I think, are going to remain a thing for a little bit longer.
I think Dom is. See, I think you guys play that LWO bullshit because I think Dom was just there for the match. I don't think they're.
Maybe we'll see.
Because you really think about it, he came in out the blue, and he's gonna come out the blue. I think he's gonna have a feud with. I think he's gonna stay on Raw. He's gonna continue his feud with Andrade. That was what it was leading to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where it's gonna go, and I think he's gonna stay LWO. Because if once you explode that, you kind of everybody kind of drifts off. They're terrible apart. When they're together, they have something meaningful. So I don't see why would you explode that when you know if you remove the pieces of that puzzle, JD ain't gonna do crap. Dom ain't gonna do crap.
Finn, I think, and JD will remain a team.
Well, yeah, but that's a stupid team. Finn, you can Finn, you might have something. You'd be a nice mid-carder. Rhea, she's gonna be a superstar, and the only part you really want to test the waters on is Damian Priest and see what you can do with them, and see if he can. You're gonna throw him in the deep end and see if he can float. But mm-hmm. the other ones, it's just like you might as well just stick together and just see where, or add another member because you could add another member and bring someone up in the ranks
mm-hmm.
that really fast. So I don't see them getting rid of them. So that's just.
We'll see, yeah. No, we'll definitely see. But I do think that this is going to be a point of contention between Rhea and Damian Priest. And ultimately, I think it will end up certainly with Damian Priest turning face. At some point, they got to turn Rhea face. I don't know when that will be, but they will eventually do that too. Because they were cheering for her anyway, which we'll talk about shortly.
Yeah, but she's definitely way better as a tweener than a full
baby face. She's not gonna be a smiling baby face, but they're gonna stop making her a conniving villain at some point.
Right.
So first off, props to the ladies who had some health issues going into this match, but they pulled off an amazing opening to the weekend in general. Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley going at it for the women's title, where Rhea retains. Damn, that was a lot of fun. Am I right, guys?
That was, yeah. They did great. Becky still looked, again, a little out of it. Like you said, apparently she was sick, but they put on a very good match. And honestly, even though there was some back and forth, you know, something to watch, Rhea looked dominant by the end of it. And I think that really was helpful for her. Doesn't get a ton of time to do these kind of things. So getting the chance to do it at WrestleMania, I think, matters a lot. And it will definitely set, hopefully, a different tone for her next year as champion. One where she maybe is a little bit more active and a little bit less, you know, Dominic's manager. Because I think that she's so far past Dominic's manager now, it's insane.
Yeah. Dominic, boring, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, the intense boos are tough to get through.
They're fun.
They were fun
They're still fun. It's
12 months ago, but
they're still fun.
12 months ago. But yeah, that was just a good, awesome, solid 17-minute match.
Yeah, plenty of time. I have to really say.
And I like the ending of it, you know, really being here with the two moves and throwing her on the turnbuckle. That was cool.
Yep.
You like that too, Jose? Mm-hmm. Anything on this?
No, like, I think it was just what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was way better than the other women's match. But
mm-hmm.
other than that, it was kind of
exactly
what I thought it would be.
So what would you have to say regarding Bayley and Io Sky, where Bayley takes home the WWE Women's Championship? What'd you guys think about that match?
I liked it better than Rhea and Becky, personally.
Did you really?
I did. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I would, to be clear. This is not like, oh, I'd love those two or whatever. Right. Obviously, my queen, Charlotte Flair, wasn't on this card. So the best women's professional wrestler just wasn't available, and that's okay. But I think part of it, and we haven't talked about this yet, the crowd, I don't know if it was the temperature, I don't know if what it was. The crowd was way better night two than it was night one. And again, I've seen people who were there say that they were plenty loud, and I've been in a crowd that people said was dead, and I thought we were plenty loud. Sometimes the stadium is just hard to fill, right? But they were so behind Bayley. I was like, this is awesome. I mean, everyone, they sang that Bayley song. That's usually like reserved for like, you know, London, who only gets like two shows a year, but they got it in Philadelphia. And I was like, they were so behind Bayley, and it just got me into it. And they're both good wrestlers. So like, obviously we knew the actual wrestling would be fine. But yeah, it was just, you know, simple match with the, you know, working on the knee being like, that was the kind of thing. Bayley couldn't walk because she hurt her knee. She had to overcome that. The fans were totally behind her. And I just bought in. I was like, yes, I'm ready for Bayley to win. Even without the tube men, which I really wanted to see. I was excited for Bayley to win. I don't think she'll hold it long, but man, I really liked it. I really liked that one. It was probably my favorite women's match of the entire, of the three.
You know what? It was the first time Io Sky's entrance. I love that entrance.
So good. Yeah, such a good entrance.
Yeah, that was so, like, crazy. That's something, like, you come seeing at, like, EDC type mm-hmm. vibe off. I was like, what the hell? And then Bayley's haircut? Not bad.
The new Bayley song was kind of fun, too, with the... with the added bits. It was mostly the old song with some twists. It was, again, whole thing was good. Both people looked like stars going in. Both people looked like stars going out. And the crowd mm-hmm. ate it up. You can't ask for anything more in any wrestling match, let alone a WrestleMania title match.
I will say I was wrong about this, even though I wanted somebody else in this match. What we got out of Sami Zayn versus Gunther for the Intercontinental title, that what it's all about. What a thrilling match in Philly, where I would always wonder where can they throw the Rocky references, and they somehow picked this as the one.
This was Rocky.
His entrance was his entrance. I mean, the production value of seeing him go from Gorilla to the main stage. I mean, who is this new director? They're amazing. Yeah. What is the name? What is their name?
I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
Someday we'll find out. But that was pretty great seeing Gunther ending his reign at 666 days. Oh, man, that is bleak. for the rest of time, you are going to see 666 on the Intercontinental title for a very long time.
Yeah, you are.
You could have just, you know, you could have just done it tonight. But I guess I guess that'd be too overwhelming to have that much emotion. Nobody could breathe after that. But I mean, geez, 666. That's a weird number to end on, but it is what it is, I guess. Literally, that whoever is beating this streak is beating the devil.
Hey, it's all just numbers. That's why Roman didn't have to be Hogan. It's all just numbers. But yeah, I wish this had maybe a little bit more excitement from the crowd. I think that would have elevated it higher in my standing of where it was watching on TV. But yeah, the match was fun. And I had Gunther winning. I didn't think they were going to give it to Sammy because of all the Chad Gable stuff. But I'm glad they gave it to Sammy. I'm glad to be wrong in this case because it just was better.
Me too. With Chad being there. and doing a Rocky moment. No, it's you coming out, even though he plays the Mickey role, I guess, as the trainer. And then, I mean, not Gunther's not Apollo Creed. He's obviously Drago, but instead of Austrian, communist, he's Austrian.
Yeah.
But regardless, the ending was dope. Yes. The brain buster and one of the most infamous community notes to the IWC now. Whoever said that was a botch, killing it there.
Someone said Botchamania was calling, and they're like, actually, that's how the move's supposed to go.
That was an awesome match.
Yeah, I love that one. Jose, what about you? Where was that good in your match of the night ranking? Or match of the night ranking, we'll say.
Probably top five. I like the match overall. It was real good. I was kind of hoping Gunther would win, because I would love to see where, like, the whole time. I was really hoping, like, Chad Gable turns, to be honest with you.
He still might.
But, well, he will, but eventually. But it'll be, I mean, I'm kind of more excited what's going to happen, because you can tell there's going to be Gunther, Chad Gable, and Sammy, and some dynamics for which it can make backlash or not.
Yeah.
How about, what about LA Knight and AJ Styles, my dudes? LA gets his big win.
Yeah.
Rolling your eyes. What was wrong with that legitimately good match? Yeah. Nothing.
Worst match of the night.
Worst match of the night. No. Word to who?
What was worse than that match?
On what this was card?
The street
what
fight?
Was the worst match of all the matches? I've already watched Street Fight. Get the tables.
With that, with only one Dudley.
I don't know. Actually, all right. Now that you're saying it like that.
Yes, thank you.
But that's not an indictment. In my opinion, that's not an indictment on the match. This was LA Knight's best match by, like, a bunch. I just think that this was a stronger night overall. I think it was better than several matches on night one.
Night one. Well,
If it was on night one, I think it would be one of the better matches of night one. It's just it was on a stronger card. And so, yeah, I mean, it wasn't going to be the triple threat. It wasn't going to be any of the main or the women. It's them or the street fight for the worst match of tonight. But again, like, that's more, I think, an indication of how good tonight was. Because I would put this above, you know, the Usos. I'd put this above the women's tag. I would probably maybe even put this above the ladder match, to be honest with you.
That I want to talk about.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But I thought this was great. This was a good showing for LA Knight. They have to capitalize, though. LA Knight is teetering on the brink of obscurity. And I know Matt hates to hear that, but it's true. He's holding on to the main event scene with, like, a pinky finger. And they got to give him something that is not AJ Styles.
Are you serious? I think he's done. I think that Cody Rhodes is moving to SmackDown now. All right, so he's not going to go.
Cody said he will do both.
Yeah. Cody's not going to do both. And he's going to be draft night. He'll be do both for like 2 weeks. Draft night happens. Yeah. And he's going to be drafted to SmackDown.
Well,
or
Raw.
Nothing new with that. He could do that.
Well, right. But my point is this. So you're not. LA, if he's staying on SmackDown and Cody Rhodes is going to go to SmackDown, the assumption that's where it's going to go. He's not going to be the number one babyface. He's not going to challenge Cody Rhodes unless he turns heel. So you give him what we all thought was going to be. We give him Logan Paul.
Yeah. But that's still enough. Get Logan Paul at the beginning of the year. You can heat yourself up for the Royal Rumble.
This guy was the hottest thing in God's green earth. And they dropped the ball. Let's be honest. They dropped it.
They had to get him to Raw, and they didn't. I don't know why.
Right. His momentum has dropped. We can all agree that.
It's a new era.
They can get it back. They can get it back. It's not gone. You heard the people. They were all very into the they can get it back.
I tell you, I'll be real honest. He can get it back. I won't bullshit you. He'll get it back because if he gets Logan Paul.
Right. That's a big match. Logan Paul,
and he can talk because Logan Paul can talk crap about him. And they can promote as much Slim Jim as possible. He'll let him back. I think you'll bring him back. But
he's coming back, Jose.
But great match. Back. Great match. AJ Styles, of course, phenomenal opponent.
I give you this. So if he keeps going, if he keeps going away, he's gonna come back. He's gonna be on speed. I heard that's popular on Twitter or whatever, X or whatever.
He's not. Going
He'll
back
be back. Here. All right.
He is a bona fide star, and especially if you're about to start a new era, where Roman will take some time off. Though on the press conference, I guess Triple H said he's about to do a completely new story that's gonna be bonkers. But regardless, you need stars. LA Knight perfectly fits that. And beating one of the best to ever do it with the crowd being on your side, it only shows where this great wrestler is going up, because the next person to finish their story is LA Knight.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
You better not use finisher story, but
listen.
Well, yeah. Complete the script. No,
yeah.
Complete the script.
Follow the script. LA Knight.
LA Knight tonight looked like he's the guy that snuck in into a private party.
No, he didn't.
At the end of in the WrestleMania, he looked like just the odd man out of that.
No,
I was like, hey guys,
at the end, yes, not at the end, yes. It didn't make. Oh, I thought you meant in his match.
No, in his match,
he looked like a superstar.
Yeah,
when he came out for the Cody stuff, that was weird.
No, he is the Eeyore of the group.
That's fine.
That's what it is. If Winnie the Pooh is Cody and Piglet is Seth. No, Seth, you gotta have your true number two.
Piglet Tigger is Seth because he jumps all over the place.
Tigger is Sammy.
Okay.
LA Knight's Eeyore.
LA Knight, if there was the Avengers, LA Knight's War Machine.
Sure. An Avenger. Hey, still an Avenger.
Oh no. My God.
If he is an Avenger, then he is LA Knight is the Hulk.
No, I'm sorry. If he was Avenger, he's who's Tony Stark's little assistant that gets no love?
Oh,
Happy?
No, he's not that. He's literally not that.
He's Happy.
LA Knight is
like
Thor.
He's the associate.
Thor. I'm against the Thor thing, but he's.
Oh hell no!
He is fine. Hulk. He's Hulk.
Maybe Hulk. Maybe.
Hulk.
Okay.
Bianca, Jade, Naomi being in Damage Control was dope.
Yeah, short, Jade looked dope. Awesome.
Jade is the girl. You know who really loves Jade? Tommy Brown.
Yeah.
He really is his biggest
fan. She's hot. I'll give you that. I think, my God.
You know, I was watching her husband.
Skills?
Oh, nah, she looked fine in this. It was a real short match, and it was a nothing match. You know what I mean? There wasn't a lot to get into for this match.
She's stiff as hell.
Yeah, it's okay.
My God.
It was a short match. But it was she looked great in terms of like the presentation, so they got that down. They're just gonna have to get the numbers up.
Yeah, but eventually, aren't you kind of nervous that they're like, all right, they're like kind of masking this with a triple threat? I mean, not triple threat with the tag, 3-on-3.
Oh yeah,
right. They masked the shit out of it, but you can tell when she got in for those few minutes, she can't handle 1-on-1.
Royal Rumble was still her best performance. I think that she looked better in that match than she did here. But there's time, and the way they're talking, based on like the press conference and the pre-show today, I don't know that this trio is actually leaving right away. I think they might be sticking around to do some stories together. Jade will eventually turn on them all, I assume. But that will give her some more ring time. Give more work with Naomi, who is great. Bianca, who is also great, but also more specifically is a powerhouse like Jade. They work a similar style. So my hope is that by the time they do get to the split, maybe this summer, I don't know. And they do Bianca,
you think summer?
Jade. I mean, I think that's probably their hope.
I think Backlash.
Maybe that was what they wanted. I think at this point they're going to hold off on doing that, my opinion. Based on what I saw and just trying to put my booking hat on, I want to keep the team together, keep Jade looking strong, keep her working with everybody a little bit longer, personally. But again, looked great. The presentation was awesome. So they don't have no notes to that. When she does go solo, if she can live up to that first singles match, she'll be good to go. Golden. Shouldn't have to be the best wrestler on the card, but she'll be golden as long as she can do a serviceable singles match. You know, like LA Knight, not to be rude, but like if she can be like that level, then the presentation, like LA Knight, is great.
LA and Knight is so cool. Hated. Haters. Haters because they ain't LA Knight. All right. And the Jay and Jimmy briefly hit on it. People seem like that was the worst match of the Mania.
I think so. Part of that is because it wasn't that good. And the other part of it is everyone wanted it to be more than it was. I don't know if you agree with that, Jose.
I wouldn't say it wasn't good. I just think when you put it up the standards with the other Bloodline matches, and it just didn't live up to the hype compared to the other ones.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going again. I think those two, this is like, we're talking about Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. This is like 2 years in the making, right?
Right.
So this storyline, like the two brothers are like 6 months in the making as well. I mean, when you can compare it to when Jey Uso fought Roman Reigns, when you had Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn, and you had Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus the Usos, and you can go on, and you list them, like all the matches were amazing matches. And it's just when you're comparing it to that to those matches, it didn't even come close.
Yeah, and I think that Jay obviously has proven he's a solo star, right? Mm-hmm. He's getting great reactions, but this match showed that Jay's not carrying. You know what I mean? Like, I think that Jey Uso in this match kind of showed that, you know, he's real popular and he's on the rise, but I don't know that he's at, I mean, I know main event's just a name. I'm not, you know, that's not like, can't call main event, but like, he's not actually in that main event level consistently my opinion. I think that this kind of showed that when it's a one-on-one and there was story built in with the whole brother thing. Not that Jimmy is like known for, you know, Jimmy's a tag team guy.
I totally disagree. I think because if you really think about it, if you go with Jay versus Gunther, you go Jay versus Drew, you go Jay versus Sammy, Jay versus Seth, they're all great matches. I think the weak link of the whole thing is really Jimmy, because when you go Jimmy's thing, Jimmy is trash. He's the Marty Jannetty.
So I'm saying I'm agreeing with that. Marty Jannetty. I think Jimmy was the weak spot, but I think if you put Jimmy in a match with Seth Rollins, or you put Jimmy in a match with Sami Zayn, or even maybe Cody Rhodes, I think that the match you'd get Jimmy versus Cody or Jimmy versus Seth would have been a better match than what we got Jimmy versus Jay. And again, it's because Jimmy is not in this position often. And Jay is just not at that level of like Seth and of Sammy to lead like that. And I'm not saying he won't get there. Again, he's super popular. They're going to keep giving him opportunities. But this was the weakest. And part of it was because the match was actually fine. Like the wrestling was fine. But they had like only one real spot, and it was weird because it didn't result in the end of the match, which I thought it might, with the whole "I'm sorry, brother," and then he turns on him anyway. But then Jay still won, so it was kind of pointless. So that was weird. And then also, it just the emotion behind brother versus brother, you know, was so heavy, and they didn't lean on that at all. There was not a ton of intensity between the two of them in the match, from what I saw. Maybe it felt different in there. Like in the arena, but on TV, there was no like crackling intensity, brother versus brother. They only got a little interesting again, was that one spot with the, you know, I'm sorry, all that. And, you know, Jay kind of let off the gas for a minute because of the apologies, but then Jimmy kicked him once and still lost. So I feel like if you're going to make the entire spot that, you know, that if that's the main point of the match, then Jimmy has to win it. And I get why they didn't do that, but you know.
You know,
to me, it was the weak link of a very good WrestleMania.
You know, my favorite Marty Jannetty reference is an Action Bronson song. I can't think of the name of the song, but he says, "I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty." Get it?
I do get it.
Three more matches very quickly.
Yeah.
Logan Paul won the triple threat versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. That match also actually was the worst match of the night, Jose, not LA Knight and AJ. This match was only okay.
No, it was good.
We have now we're getting, this is a tradition that is boring. Let's beat up one of Logan Paul's friends now.
Yes.
Let's give him a bump.
I agree with that. That's the only part I agree. You're wrong about everything else, but I agree that they need to stop putting Logan, someone in the prime bottle.
If Logan just shows up week after week after week, then I get a little more respect. I feel for
some point.
If you have the Roman, at least if you have the Roman schedule, he at least delivers. That was just okay.
Yeah, that's the worst take of the entire show. And Jose was talking about the Attitude Era. Logan Paul is a very good professional wrestler. I didn't say that.
I didn't say not say that, but I thought the match was just okay. It wasn't justifying. I always said the Roman Logan was a great match, but
that was a great match too.
This was only okay, but it was nice to see KO and Randy.
I think the three of them work really well together. I'm actually a little bummed we can't see it again. Maybe we will have Backlash. I don't know. They like to run a couple of matches back, but everyone did really well. I do agree with one thing Matt said. They have to stop doing that prime bottle spot. I don't care about which random YouTuber gets beat up by Logan Paul's opponent. I agree with that 100%, Matt. Everything else you said is wrong, but that's correct. You got to stop it. I don't care about KSI. I don't care about who is this?
KSI.
Who is this guy? ISO Speed. Doesn't matter. Don't care. He was barking at Randy Orton. What was that? I didn't like it. You can use Logan's famous internet connections a different way. Like, I don't mind them bringing these streamers in because that's good for the company. Gets new people watching and interested. But it can't be the same, oh my God, who's in the prime bottle? Because at this point, the first thing everyone should do is beat up the prime bottle because they know they're going to get involved in the match. The KSI spot was good. No, it's boring. I don't like that. I don't like that level of predictability. But other than that, great match.
I totally disagree with you.
Yeah,
In the Randy Orton RKO out of the powerbomb, awesome RKO. Really liked that.
I totally disagree with you.
About
now, I like the match. That's the prime bottle spot.
Oh, you like the prime bottle spot?
No, but, well, at first I didn't because I didn't give a crap who it was. It was KSI. At first I thought it was KSI. They all looked.
Well, that would have been worse. That would have been worse if it was the same spot.
so for me, I was watching it with my nephew, and he popped hard for it because he knew who the hell he was, and I didn't.
Right.
So I get why that spot's there. So I don't mind it. It's just like freaking Logan Paul with the brass knucks. He does it every freaking time. It's stupid. All right, I get it. Whatever.
Well, so I don't. Again, I actually, to be clear, I don't mind that this YouTuber was there because it pops younger people. I actually like that. I just don't like that it's always set up as a famous Logan Paul alliance is going to be in this prime model. Like, have the person, have them use the brass knucks, right? Just do something a little different. So it's like, oh, Logan's famous friends helping him out. I'm totally cool with that. Roman has made a 3-year career as the best of all time with his family just doing stuff for him, and everyone loved it. So I don't mind Logan's famous friends getting involved. I just don't love that it's always the same. Oh my God, the prime bottle. And then they figure out who it is, and then they get beat up. I just wish that they got these people involved without the prime bottle as often as I do. And it's not every time, but it's enough times that it's a little annoying to me. But
you know it, Ryan. You know it. We had the six-man Philadelphia street fight with Bubba Ray Dudley coming back as a special guest referee. And cool.
Yeah, match was fine.
Calling it.
Yeah, match was fine. Snoop Dogg was funny.
We love Snoop Dogg.
That was the best part.
Absolutely. Snoop Dogg was awesome in it. But
yes.
Yeah, it was a fine match. Not better than the triple threat, but fine.
They only did that to pop the Philadelphia crowd with the history of ECW. I mean, that feud sucks.
Yes.
Throw y'all. Let me just throw y'all a bone and do it for the Philadelphia crowd and kind of
yeah,
whatever with it.
I agree with that too. Hopefully the feud's over.
Probably not.
I know. All right, two more.
Oh, man. After that, we also have to discuss... Listen, this might have been Rey Mysterio and Andrade defeating Santos Escobar and Dominic, but let's be real. It was great seeing Jason Kelsey and Lane Johnson, and I hate the Eagles, but
without
but
them,
it
though.
Was great. It was great seeing them, Jason Kelsey, have a great moment in Philly, where he's truly a god there and deservingly so, with Lane Johnson, who is one of the best guards who ever played himself, and he's one of the best tackles himself, and he obviously is a big deal, and he's on his way to the Hall of Fame as well. And even though I strongly dislike Eagles fans, I can appreciate a special moment that Mr. Kelsey deserves. And that was really it, because that match was such a waste of time. And you know, you had to fit all these people to get their WrestleMania checks, though. That slingshot spot was cool, but
yeah, slingshot
this
was cool.
All this was the Kelsey and Lane Johnson match.
Yeah, I don't. This match without that wasn't WrestleMania. Like, it was wrestled well. Like, Andrade's very good, Rey's good. You know, all that. All the stuff we always say. They're talented individuals wrestling, but yeah, this match was nothing without the celebrity spot. The slingshot was actually a redo of something they did on NXT. They just did it for WrestleMania because it was cool. So yeah, glad the fans liked it. Got the Eagles. That was good. But this was a nothing match without that, in my opinion, anyway.
It was nice seeing Carlito walk instead of getting a nice moment.
Yeah. Well, Carlito.
Oh, Jose, what do you think about just all this? Just. I mean, the fact that they can't even write all these names in.
Of that match? Of that stupid match?
Yeah, that
right
stupid
now.
Match.
This dumb match is just only to sub Carlito to turn Carlito heel.
Yeah, I think that's where this goes to.
That's the only reason why this match has happened, which is all right, cool. Carlito turns heel because you haven't done with nothing with this bum since you signed him. And
you literally wasted your old money paying him.
You've been paying him for 6 months, and he probably fought like six times the whole time. You promised more matches of him fighting that he cancels on than he really fights. So, I mean, you can tell this is where it's going. You're going to have Carlito versus Rey Mysterio, or you're going to have Eldrade versus Dominik, and the whole LWO bullcrap. And then Dragon Lee.
Carlito.
Dragon Lee's coming. I don't understand what was the whole point of bringing Dragon Lee into this.
I have no idea.
Just to tell him he's not in the match. And then it's like, okay, cool. Like,
this match was
just
crazy the way they booked it, and it was clear when we got there that it was, again, just so Jason Kelsey could come out.
they had to figure it out.
I feel like they probably last week thought, like, hey, we need to add maybe one or two matches. Let me put this stupid street fight in. Let me put this Mexican battle royal in, and I'll add some Eagles football players in just to spice it up a little bit, just to make it all make sense and get one big pop out of it. Because realistically, if the Eagles players weren't in it, Jason Kelsey wasn't in it, nobody would give a crap.
And this really was my top five favorite match. This was my second favorite moment of the weekend, and something I begged them to do. We had the ladder match, just this packed ladder match, where first Ryan's prediction came true that this was a double ladder match, I guess you would say, where both sets of titles were on the line, where first A-Town Down and Austin Theory and Grayson Waller won the They won the SmackDown tag team titles, and seeing R-Truth get a genuine moment, man. He and The Miz, who, let's give him credit, he is somebody special in WWE. And he is very severely underrated for it. Does not get the credit he deserves, helping bring the kayfabe world and the regular world together the way he does. And being such a great performer as well. And seeing him get a nice WrestleMania moment, that was sweet. R-Truth saying,
serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. What do you mean?
Are you talking about The Miz?
Yeah,
The Miz. You didn't like The Miz winning?
No, but you say he never had a WrestleMania moment. Beat John Cena.
No, I didn't say that. I said R-Truth didn't get his moment.
Oh, R-Truth.
And Miz got another genuine. Oh, it was nice to see him get a genuine moment in a moment where he is at the butt of a joke.
Well, he was, in fairness, he wasn't meant to be the butt of the joke in the Cena moment. He just ended up being that way. But yes, The Miz is always willing to do whatever they need. He's a very utility player. And so it's nice that they had the opportunity to give him another win. And again, a win where it was still a joke. I mean, it's a joke. It's a comedy tag team. But one where he's not, being beat up by everybody. It was a normal match. So yeah, I thought it was great. I predicted that Judgment Day would hold on to the SmackDown ones actually, but they didn't.
I told
you that's because they ended up cashing in, as we talked about earlier.
And they had that stupid. When I saw that stupid end with those stupid masks, I knew this will at least help me go to peace because the credibility here is shot.
Yeah, literally, I saw that mask and I said, "That's my future World Heavyweight Champion."
God, I don't know. Yes, Psycho said that. I need to see something to make me like Damian Priest. Just all I have to do is to show me, send me him doing a Make-A-Wish Foundation thing, and I'll become a fan again. I think it's pretty easy to sway me for people I hate.
You don't think you deserve it?
Yes, I know deep down that Damian Priest did deserve it.
Especially, he don't deserve it. Come on now.
Well, I don't disagree with that either, then, but I can see how. I can see how why you would give it to him. There a long time. Great.
Why?
Help me. I agree with you, Jose. I don't know the answer, to tell you the truth. Then I guess I don't know
the answer. The answer is they were 6 months too late. If they were going to put it on, they should have done it after a Bad Bunny. They didn't. This guy, let's get on. And then R-Truth, if it wasn't for R, let's be real honest. If it wasn't for R-Truth with that whole little skit for the few weeks, do anybody give a crap about Damian Priest?
I think R-Truth is the same age as The Rock.
I'll say this. Yeah, yes. Or almost. I'll say this. I think it's not crazy to assume that the first feud for the title, the world title, is R-Truth versus Damian Priest.
You need to stop that.
Oh, no. Well, first of all,
wait, Ryan. Wait, please. Please let me just say this once and then continue. Yeah. The first feud has to be Damian and Bad Bunny.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's around.
I truly think the only reason Damian Priest is champion is because if Drew McIntyre signed, which I think he signed, he's better at chasing and being disgruntled and talking crap than if he was champion. He will lose all his luster.
I hear this all the time.
Because it's true. It's true.
At some point, you have to stop chasing. Otherwise, you're a schmuck.
Yes, but that's the point. All right, then it was like this. Gunther, heel, long title reign. Roman Reigns, heel, long title reign.
Great.
Asuka and whatever her name is, going to have a long title reign. Io Sky had a long title reign. Any face wins the title, they kind of fall off a little bit. You just drop it in 3 months, and he chases again, and you build him right back up again.
Drew's a heel.
Sounds like a lot of people's relationship life.
Drew's a heel.
Correct. Correct. But we don't know if he signed or not. And guess what? He's been best promo work is being disgruntled. If you take that away, what do you have? Drew's happy. Drew got his title.
He controls people. He controls the
Punk. That's it. But that shit gets old after a while.
At some point, you got to win. Otherwise, you're a schmuck. That's all I'll say.
His whole character is chasing and talking crap about talking crap, whatever the internet has to say, yeah. And he's great at it.
And if he won, then he'd be the champion, and he'd be talking crap about whatever the internet has to say. You gotta adapt. No. If you can't adapt, you're not fit for it. If you can't adapt, you're not fit for it.
He's not very good at adapting. This is why he's disgruntled, and we don't know if he's signing.
Maybe, but I think he's great at it, and I think he would have been fine as the champion.
I think he caught fire now, yeah.
I also think that R-Truth won't be a long feud, but I do think they have to finish R-Truth, Damian Priest for real, and it will be Damian Priest beating R-Truth, obviously. Maybe even Backlash if they have Cody match.
No,
fill the numbers, but we'll see.
No, I see.
I'm not saying yes or no, but at some point, R-Truth is going to fight Damian Priest 1-on-1 for that world title, and I'm going to really enjoy it. It might be main event of Raw. That'd be awesome. But I'm going to put that in Paris, France. Why not?
You're not going to do that in Paris, France.
What else are you going to put? You got nothing else going on.
You're
not
going to
put Damian Priest.
And the Quebecers, they speak French.
Paul Levesque.
And by the way,
Levesque is a French name.
By the way, I'm going to tell you this right now. I think, what's that stupid Gunther's group?
Imperium.
Imperium taking the titles.
Tag titles? Yeah.
Yes.
Or the Creeds, which I mentioned before. Or
people over there. You need to stop.
People love the Creeds.
Thank you.
Yeah,
man.
They're gonna go. Yeah, the people of the Creed. They're gonna be on NXT soon.
They're already there.
Can we talk about fake DX too? You made these. No, NXT
that was horrible. I don't
want
to spend any more time on that. That was stupid. They need to get rid of that.
We're gonna end it on a positive note. Trust me, but these are two people who helped make NXT. Let's pretend we're DX.
Have to get rid of that.
You do this. This is
Their gimmick wasn't working, so they're like, "F it, let me just get someone. Let me rip off someone that did work, and it's not working still."
What do they call it? DM?
DIY. Yeah. But they just DIY. Had the DX logo. DIY is their team name. In fairness, they didn't change their team name.
Break it down.
Horrible, horrible stuff. Hated it. Hated every second of it.
Ciampa needs to go back heel and be obsessed trying to be champion. That's what it is. That's where Ciampa needs to go.
They need to do something
need to break up. They need to break up.
Also, Reyes opening song with the band.
That was good.
That was one of the rare times I've ever heard Screamo sound amazing live.
It sounded just like the recording. I thought it was good.
Blah, blah, blah. That is literally the song. Blah, 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 blah. And it actually sounded coherent. It was thrilling. The guy has a good voice. I don't know. Just say the words. But
he said the words. He said his words.
I'm saying like he could, if he didn't have to go scream. I sound like a boomer in this.
You do. This is very boomerly, Matt. I thought the song was fine. So
it was good. Anything else really funny from this weekend?
Not really. This wasn't a particularly funny weekend. It was a pretty straightforward like wrestling show, actually. There wasn't a ton of like skits and stuff.
There was one funny thing.
What?
When the tag team at the main event, when Rock had that bullshit belt and he brung it out like it was a real title.
Oh, the People's Champ?
That was the most the Ali stupid, family.
I love The Rock, and even I could agree that was a bit cringe. Like, what is that really supposed to represent? Just that belt. I mean, I know it was a Muhammad Ali reference.
Yeah,
but
that was nice. But I'll say The Rock was actually kind of. I take that back. The Rock was very funny in their match when he threatened the referee. You count your fire. Uh-huh. You know The Rock, and then he was about to get back in the ring to finish the match, and then he stopped and went over to Cody's mom instead. He did that like twice at the very end of the match too. Instead of hitting the people's elbow, he just stared at Cody's mom. And when he was holding Cody up on his shoulders, he just kept saying, "Mama Rose, look at your baby boy." Every time he said Mama Rhodes, I laughed, by the way. Every time he said it in Raw, on SmackDown, I laughed. On Twitter, I laughed. And then when he finally looked her in the eye and said it to her, I was very sports entertained.
People
personally.
Over there, what's up? Man, just you're right. Just damn good. Just damn good. Oh man, there's one more thing. I can't freaking think of it. It just it's killing me.
There was one thing that popped hard. I forget what it was though.
What?
For the new era?
I think what it was.
Was it for the new era?
Was it the new era?
The new era, the Cody Rhodes era? You popped hard for that?
No, I definitely did not. I went home straight after that. I thought it was crap.
Well, I guess
Oh, Bad Bunny was there?
Yeah. He tweeted at Drew McIntyre too, which is pretty funny.
Didn't appear in a match though.
Well, no, he's got a tour, right?
I don't know if he's on.
He is on tour. I'm seeing him pay like a crazy amount of money for that. I'm seeing him in 2 weeks.
Two or three weeks. He's on tour.
Well, he can still wrestle.
This summer, probably. He'll come back, maybe.
Then, we had Cody win, Cena. I don't know. That's really it. But that was a special weekend, and I enjoyed every second of it. Now let's start the road to WrestleMania 41 in what's supposed to be Minneapolis.
They haven't announced it officially, but yeah, it sounds like
isn't that surprising? They usually always announce it.
Yeah, they do, but I wonder if it's because they're not sure they're going to do Minneapolis yet for, you know, obvious reasons.
Yeah, I saw the city council approved it, so Vegas is available.
I would love Vegas. If it's Vegas, I might go. But I'll say this. I think either way that we don't want to rush to WrestleMania 41. Let's let this new story unfold. I think it's going to be better than ever. The American Nightmare at the helm, finally. You know, all is right in the world. And now, the real business of running a new WWE can finally begin. And I, for one, think it's wonderful.
Great way to end it, Ryan. Ryan and Jose, great work as always. And we'll see the both of you very, very soon.
See you, Matt.
See ya.